Hi, I'm Eddie Joel, and do I have healing hands? I wish. So many things happened in my family last year that I was thinking, wasn't it nice when I had only my cancer to worry about? In August, I was supposed to die, for sure, by August. In August, my dad was scheduled for a bypass, and a week later, my mom was supposed to go for a surgery because she had lung cancer, and they were taking the tumor and part of her lung. And before all this happened, we were joking, the three of us, who is going to croak first. So my dad's surgery went okay, but his doctor said that although physically he was okay, that he showed signs of dementia, and that Ollie, my sister, should think about putting him into a home. Well, Ollie is a stubborn little number. And she came to that hospital for a week, maybe I think it was 2 weeks, every day, and trained his brain, my dad's brain, with pictures. Who's this? Who's that? My dad had to enumerate family members. He had to do puzzles, both 2D and 3D. Then when he went finally home, my sister took 3 months off to take care of my parents, and she just relentlessly trained him and worked with him. He had to do riddles and all kinds of quizzes and tests, and he had to sing songs. Well, she's a preschool teacher, and she's determined. Well, good news is my dad is completely fine. He's doing fantastic. Mom went for surgery, and it was all okay. She came home, but then a week later, she had to go back to the hospital, and I won't bother you with details, but that was in August, and in October, the doctors said that they can't do anything more for her. It looked like that was it. So I bought, or Katka's husband bought a ticket for me and Katka, and we were flying the next day when it was obvious that mom was dying. So we got to Prague. You know, I was just praying that we would get there in time, that she would still be alive. At the airport, my wonderful cousin Peppa picked us up and took us straight to the hospital. And it was heartbreaking to see my mom, who just a few months ago was playing a table tennis tournament, running around taking care of everybody and everything, a busy little bee, very strong, full of energy, full of laughter. And she was laying in at the ICU unit and couldn't even open her eyes when we got there. She did, finally, and she was moved, but she didn't have strength to say anything or even to cry. So we had to take at first the nurses didn't want to let us in because the new COVID restrictions, and but I wouldn't budge. I said, we traveled from America. I need to see her. And they said, okay, but you can spend only 10 minutes with her and only one at a time. So I went first, then my daughter, and then my cousin. And my cousin said, oh, she woke up. And I begged the nurse, could I please go back? I've got cancer, stage 4. She's so worried about me and she woke up. Can I see her? So she let me back in. But my mom couldn't say much. She, we were just holding hands. The next day, in the morning, I called the doctor, my mom's doctor, and I explained my situation. And she said, okay, you two, you and your daughter have unlimited access to your mom. So we got there on Thursday, and we were there just for less than a week because we were flying back home. Oh, it was a week, on Wednesday, next Wednesday. And every day I went there, I was holding my mom's hand, and I was telling her, okay, only 5 more days I can come, only 4 more days I can come. As I was holding her hand, my hand was on fire. I really felt it burning. She slept most of the time. But I was holding her hand, and I really felt my right hand was really, really burning a lot. And I was praying and thanking for her recovery as I was holding her hand. And through the desperation of it, I just also was telling her how grateful I am for her, for the life she gave me, for the wonderful childhood, how much she always cared about me and Ollie. You know, there was nothing and nobody more important than to us. And when she woke up, she was, most of the time, she was not really lucid. You know, she wanted to go home. She was looking for her shoes. She thought she was in my hometown. She didn't know that she was in Prague. And I always said, no, honey, you have to stay here. You have to stay. No, 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 please don't get up. No, you can't get up. She was so weak, she couldn't even pick up her cell phone from the little table she had next to her bed. So that was the first 2 days. You know, then every day she was up a little bit more. And I was holding her hand, and all the time I felt that beautiful burning in my right palm. And on the last day, she was up, and she knew that I was leaving, or that me and Katka were leaving the next day. And the whole time she was crying, and I was crying so much that I filled 2 N95 masks with tears and snot. And she said, well, you should go. Peppa is waiting for you, and he needs to take you back home, and he is so busy. You should go, honey. And I said, please, please let me stay here with you. Please don't send me away. It was the hardest thing ever. It was so hard to say goodbye to my mom who was dying, and I knew I would never see her again. And I had to say goodbye. We had to go back to the US. I had I had to go back to work to keep my insurance, health insurance that I need so desperately. I had to go back to just take care of me, to take care of my health. Well, so we said goodbye. And the next day, Peppa took us to the airport, and on the way home, I was crying the whole time. I just was thinking about the time when my grandma died, and she got a stroke, and from that there was a dementia, and she spent 10 months laying in bed, and also extremely strong, caring, kind, hardworking, generous woman who was just taking care of her family the whole time. Her whole life, she was taking care of everybody who needed help, not only her family. She was taking care of people she didn't like. And this lady was suddenly bedridden and out of it. And my mom said, I never want to end up like that. And my grandma was at home, and my mom stopped working, and she took care of her for almost a year. And now she was laying in bed, and she was in much worse place than my grandma had been, because she wasn't among her family. And she was dying, and her oldest daughter wouldn't be with her when she did. Yeah, so that wasn't fun. And then my sister started to, we were in constant contact, and with my cousin, with my sister. And Ollie said that mom was getting better, that it was a miracle, you know, that she said it helped her so much that you and Katka came. Well, long story short, my mom is back at home, absolutely perfect, and all the mother-daughter things that we lived through, like every mother-daughter, are forgotten, because what is left is love. Nothing but love and gratitude for that stubborn woman who knew always everything better than I did. Although, well, whatever, I won't get into it. You know your moms. But I'm just so, so happy that that person is still here with her jokes and or her laughter and her kindness. Okay, that was fun with the healing hands, huh? I'm crying like crazy here. I hope I won't make my microphone wet. Okay, just back to our complicated relationship. Well, not that complicated. Almost everybody has that kind of relationship with their mom. I was actually very lucky, and nothing bad ever happened. You know, I was just very critical of her. She was very critical of me, you know. Normal stuff. But if you find somebody who loves you as much as your mom does, then you won a life lottery. Because my mom, in summer last year, before all this happened, but she already knew about my prognosis, she said, I would give my life for you. I want to die before you. I want to die so that you could live. Well, who does that? Only mom, right? Or Brian. If you're lucky to get a Brian, then it's a lucky life. Well, back to my burning hand. I was attuned I was attuned to the first and second level of Reiki, and my hand started to burn just, I would say, 2 weeks before my mom really declined. And then it was really burning a lot in when we were in the Czech Republic with Katka in the fall. And I don't know if that holding her hand really helped her to get better. But what I do know that if I do have some aches, pains, I rub my hands together, and my palms together, and I say, thank you for Reiki. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for my healing hands. And my right hand starts tingling and it gets warm. And I put it on the spot that hurts. And more often than not, the pains stop. And I don't do Reiki. It's too complicated for me, but I'm very, very grateful for being attuned and for being introduced to Reiki. I don't do chakra ray symbol anymore on myself because I was attuned for the first time weeks before that fateful CT scan that showed that my tumors grew so much. That was last May. And weeks before, I was doing chakra ray on myself, on the spots that were affected. And chakra ray is a symbol that it's supposed to bring strength and growth. And some people claim that if you do chakra ray over cancer, that the cancer grows. I don't know anything about it, you know, but for me, chakra ray is gone forever. You know, I'm scared of it. Even if it might be just a coincidence that those two things happen at the same time. I'm not going to try it again. But Reiki definitely opened up a lot of I don't know how to say it, feelings or experiences or the way I perceive world, the way I feel things. So I would definitely recommend Reiki. Interesting stuff, and anybody can do it, and in that way anybody can have healing hands. I would like to find for you my my diary entry from it will take a while. Bear with me, please. You know, I'm not really prepared today. I'm sorry. I was so excited to tell you all about mom getting better. Then, okay, here I am. Here we go. So these are diary entries from the time after we came back from the Czech Republic with Katka. October 31st, 2022. Happy Halloween to those who are still alive. The other ones probably don't care. Pains come and go. Mom gets better and worse, then better again. The roller coaster doesn't give us a break. Mom seems to be less lucid than not, but her tough little body won't give up. I walk down the school hallway while a sudden fit of happiness hits my chest. I straighten up my back, instantly walking an inch taller, just like that. Grateful that I inherited my mom's stubborn resilience, I walk those hallways. The cute kids are unbearably cute today. The naughty ones are cute too. The chemo has been out of my system, so I can hug little shoulders and pet soft heads. I'm going to enjoy the material world as long as I can. Since all my senses have been heightened by the imminence of death, everything is a treat. Putting the harness on Fenton's little meaty body is pure pleasure. So are the 2 hours of decimating trees and branches with the sawzall. "Why haven't you told me that cutting is so much fun?" I ask Brian as he records my lumberjacking in our backyard. "I'm sending this to the kids and my siblings. I'm so proud of you," he says. And then he tries to hug me, the silly dude, despite my sawzall roaring as it slices yet another branch. Hours later, we cuddle on the couch, sharing the beauty of Instagram dog videos. "I'm so scared sometimes," he says. "But you said that I can't cry anymore." "Why would you cry? I'm fine." "And you were damaging those trees like a beast. To think that on Tuesday you were dying." He's right. I did question if I wasn't pushing my body too hard. Monday and Tuesday I was still battling jet lag and chemo fatigue, wondering if I should take Wednesday off. Then my wonderful cousin Peppa video called, and Mom was sitting on her hospital bed. Sitting. Talking. I got a sudden glorious boost of energy, ready to jump back on the roller coaster. Life is so bloody beautiful. Sometimes. November 26, 2022. "Do you remember you were in the hospital?" I ask. Mom shrugs her shoulders. I ask, "Do you remember Ollie got married in summer?" She snaps, "July 15th. I'm not dumb." I laugh, grateful for her crankiness. But we are not out of the woods yet. Her memory is slowly improving, her attitude not as much. If only she could play another table tennis tournament. I would let her win this time. I wish I could look back at our Visheshwara trip with loving nostalgia. It was a gorgeously gloomy October day. Ollie and Katka were sitting next to me at an elegant restaurant, a part of the medieval castle fortification. Our excellent cabbage soup was as hot as our macchiatos. Despite the drizzle and the clouds, it was warm enough to eat outside next to a massive stone wall under a big sunbrella. I watched people slowly walking through the castle park, many of them tagging along their off-leash dogs. None of them seemed to carry as much despair as we did. It was our third day in the Czech Republic and the third visit to the Krč hospital. But it was the first time Ollie saw Mom in her new, barely conscious state. She kept hugging us, crying. "Do we need to believe it's over?" asked Katka softly. "She's still here. We need to stay positive." "You're right, there is still hope," I lied, unaware that the worst was ahead of us. Full of the cozy warmth of the soup, we walked through the park to the most beautiful of cemeteries. I was hoping the girls wouldn't mind visiting the place on such a taxing day. And they not only didn't object, they took pictures of the gorgeous gravestones shaped like guitars, piles of books, musical notes, negative space faces, and so many more. Back at Prague main station, we killed time before the train arrived by perusing the Tiger store, joking and teasing each other as if we just hadn't seen our special Bobby, our wonderful mama, suffer in what we knew was her deathbed. The day before we were to leave for home, Mom finally had her eyes open for the whole hour of our visit. She was finally strong enough to cry. November 29th, 2022. So, what do you remember today? I remember some stuff, and some stuff I don't. Mom smirks. She looks absolutely normal. A miracle. A true miracle. Peppa took her to Prague to see her oncologist and her surgeon. They were both amazed by Mom's recovery. If she can do it, I can do it, I think. In a week, my CT and subsequent appointment with Rebecca will be over. In a week, I will know my fate. Oh, gods, stand by me in my wish to stay on this earth for several more years. I want to see my Katka become a bona fide dog photographer. I want to see my Nikki's graduate. He needs me to see it. Well, wasn't that an uplifting story? The good news is all three of us are still here. So isn't that wonderful? My parents are doing great. They are at home together. They go on little walks. They are not as strong as they were a year ago. But who knows? Maybe they will become stronger. Their mind is here, which is the most important. You know, it was with both of them. It looked like for a while it looked iffy. Well, and that CT scan I was so worried about showed that my tumors were shrinking, so everything's just peachy. Thank you so much for listening, and let's keep our fingers crossed that we are all going to be just fine, okay? Thank you. Bye-bye.